Well, we would appreciate your prayers this morning. We wrote on the board, desires, motivations, and affections. I feel like the Lord's been talking to me some about some of these things. Last week, we studied a little about the day of God's visitation to us, how important that day is. When the Lord speaks to us, it's not a random occurrence. It's something God has orchestrated and done, and it's very important for us to take advantage of that when He speaks, because we are people that forget easily, aren't we? And so that day come upon us unawares. We don't want that day, the great day of judgment that we know is coming, to come upon us unawares, and all of a sudden it's here and we just forgot. We just didn't realize it. We just put it aside. I think it's going to be more than just forgetting. We're going to have to trample God's mercy to do that. But I want to look at a scripture over here in Colossians, the second chapter, or third chapter, in the second verse. And this morning, our desires, our motivations, and our affections, the scripture has a lot to say about that. This verse says, we'll start at the first verse. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. You know, this morning, the scripture here tells us something really clearly if we hear it. He says, you set your affection. Your affections don't just happen. We set them, don't we? We decide what we're going to be affected by. We decide what we are going to let rule our life. We really do, because the Lord gives us that privilege to decide that. And the apostle here, writing to the Colossians here, he says, set your affection on things above. You set your affection on things above. Don't just expect God to come along and somehow change everything about you. You start searching after God. God has given that soul that is in you to you, and my soul to me. It's not your job to make sure my soul gets to heaven. It's your job to help encourage me at times and to help lift me up if I need it, and mine to help you. But I want to tell you something. We are in charge of our soul. Where we spend eternity and what happens in our life with the Lord or not is everything to do with us, because we have that decision within our hands and God has given it to us. But the day of God's visitation is such that He speaks to us and he deals with us. Tell me He doesn't. He talks to us. As we said last Sunday, I've talked to a number of people that were not religious at all, on the streets even, and you speak to them about the things of eternity, the things of God, and then ask them, have you ever thought of these things? And they'll tell you many times, all the time. They're on my mind. I think about them. I've been told before every day by people that didn't look like they had any thoughts about God. But I want to tell you, there's something about God's visitation to us that He knows the eternal consequences of it. That's why we can't escape it. That's why that He keeps following us. And so I want to encourage us today. Folks, there are such good things to set our affections on. And the Lord just says, set your affection. You set your affections on things above. But He doesn't stop there. He says, not on things on the earth. Now that's command, okay? That's command. That's from the Lord's Scripture. We are to set our affections on things on high. Things of God. Things the Lord has for us. Things of His world. And not on things on the earth. The things of this earth, folks, are made to facilitate the rest. They are not made to be our goal, our end goal. The things of this earth, do we need cars and money and all? We do, don't we? We need things to be able to function. But our affections, the Lord wants us to set them on things above and not on things on the earth. Our desires, the Lord wants them to be set. And they're to be set by you and me. God's not going to do that for us. We may feel like, well, I just don't feel the desire. Well, I want to tell you something. You've got everything to do with it. Start calling out to God. Lord, I want desires for good things. I want to make it to heaven. You know what? That gets God's attention really quick, doesn't it? And He starts working with us. And maybe He'll bring us into a situation where we really feel our need of God then. I want to look at a little story over in Acts. And I want to read several things. Because sometimes I fear that knowing the devil and knowing how he works, he would have us to look at God's ways and draw back. And the Lord's ways are good, folks. In Acts 17 and 5, look at the difference here. Paul and Silas were in Thessalonica, and the Lord was blessing them there. But I want to show you a contrast here of what happens all the time in the spiritual realm. Starting in verse 5, but the Jews, now the Lord had been blessing Paul and Silas and blessing the work there. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Do you know that these Jews had a decision to make? They had this in their own hands. They decided, we're going to oppose this thing. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these have turned the world upside down and are come hither also, whom Jason hath received. And these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. And they troubled the people. And the rulers of the city, when they heard these things, and when they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women which were Greeks and of men, not a few. Do you know this morning, there was a great difference in the way these people heard the preaching of Paul and Silas. They went down to Berea. You know what these people did? It says they were more noble. Their desires were more noble. They searched these things out, whether they were so or not. You know, the others, I believe, the scriptures tell us they were moved with envy. They were moved upon. They were energized by whatever energized them, their position, their money, just whatever it was. And they moved with that. But I want to tell you what, not everybody's that way. They went on down to Berea. They left that place. They had to. They were going to kill them probably or imprison them. They went on down to Berea. And you know what those folks did? They search these things out. Are they so or not? And I want to encourage us today, folks, the Lord visits us. And sometimes we may not know what to do with it. Sometimes we may not understand everything. But I'll tell you what God wants us to do. He wants us to get a hold of our desires for spiritual things. And when we hear those things, let's search it out. Are these things true or not? Are these things, is God here or not? What does God want in my life? Do you know, we set our affections. Our affections are not just preset. We set them. We can go after all the things that people go after. Or we can search the scriptures and we can search for God. And we can look for God. We can let our heart be drawn out after God. And I want to tell you, I really believe you'll be more than surprised at how God will meet you if we will follow Him in those ways and at those times. I want to tell you, there's something better and something more than just the desires of this world. We think of money when we think of this world. I mean, a lot of people do. You know, that's just one of the things that people set their desires on. They set their desires on a whole host of things, and they all dovetail together. But I want to tell you something. It's far more than money. Some people party. Some people want to just have a good time all the time. That's what they think about. That's their life. And they spend their life, and they come to the other end of life, and they have a little bag. And that's they've just been shooting up and doing all these things, all these times, ruining their bodies and doing everything, going after the desires and lust of the flesh. And they never have satisfied, never have really quenched that thing that is inside here. Other people want position and power. You know, those are desires that people have and whet. They whet them. They sharpen those desires. They spend their lives doing that. They want to ascend to be president of the United States or something like that. And they spend their life trying to attain to that. And most of them are not going to make that, are they? Just one now and then. But I will tell you what does satisfy. Search the scriptures. Find the things that God made for you and me. The one that made us. Set our affection on things above and not on things on the earth. I want to look at a few people that's done some of this. I was thinking all along through the week, noble desires. And I really want us to think about that this morning. The desires that we let ourselves out to and the things that we desire and we spend our hearts on, our minds, our wishes. Look at this in Philippians 2 and 19. These kind of men inspire me. It says here, but I trust in the Lord Jesus, this is Paul writing, to send Timotheus shortly unto you, Timothy, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. Do you know this morning, Timothy was a young man, but he had a heart that wanted to do the work of God. And I want to encourage us, we're fixing to go spend a week, many of us are, in the presence of the Lord. He's going to call your heart and mine. He's going to call on us. And I want to encourage us, whether we're young or old, to hear the call and to be moved upon in our hearts. Here was a young man that Paul said, I don't have anybody else like him. Everybody wants to do their own things. But this Timothy, he's like a father and son. He works with me. He helps me in the gospel. And I would that the Lord would move upon our hearts today. Do you know there are higher desires than the things of this world? Do you know that we have to have the things of this world to survive? But I want to tell you something. There are higher things to set our affections on. There are higher things that are worthwhile. And I want to encourage us this morning. Set your heart on the things of God. This Timothy, I want to tell you, the Lord blessed him. He later, the Lord called him to the work, and he became a pastor. Now I'm forgetting where it was, but I've read it many times. You know what? The Lord blessed Timothy. And I want to encourage us today, young folks, God has a place for you. But if your affections and all your thoughts and all your dreams are of this life, he can't do that because we're limiting him. Let's don't limit the Lord today. I kind of believe that Paul had a pretty good life in spite of all his afflictions that he endured. God was with him. He saw the Lord work so much and so many times. And it's so in our lives when we let the Lord have his way. I want to drop on down here in verse 25 of the same chapter, Philippians 2. And Paul speaks again of another brother. He says, "Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick." He felt heavy. He felt drained because they had heard that he had been sick. "For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow." This scripture here, I'll read on down. "I sent him, therefore," verse 28, "the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me." This man Epaphroditus, I want to tell you something. Paul said he was sick nigh unto death. One of the versions says risking his life. And many of the versions actually say that. Risking his life. You know, this morning there are some things worth putting our lives into. All of it. And this man was one that he got a glimpse. He got desires in his heart that made him want to give himself to those things. I want to encourage us this morning. Folks, we can set our desires on things of this world. And why do we? It's just so natural, isn't it? It's just so interesting. Business is interesting. It's fun. It's challenging. But I want to tell you something. The scriptures challenge us to not set our affections on those things that the flesh would love. Whether it's that, or whether it's fame, or whether it's fun, or whatever. Set your affection on things above. There are things that are worthwhile. And here's some brothers that set their affections on the work of the Lord and on doing his will. I hope and I pray that during Monarch, that some of us would feel the call of the Lord. Lord, use the rest of my days. Take the best of what I have. I can't do anything about the past. But of my days that I have left, take the best of them and use them. That's what I want. I long for that this morning. This man risked his life. He was sick nigh unto death to help Paul. Now we might could say he might should use more wisdom. You think? But I want to tell you something. When something is so deep in your heart, it's like telling a parent, "Don't worry about your children. Don't worry about it. They'll be fine." I want to tell you something. The Lord wants to put some things deep in our hearts. He wants us to start searching after God and intermeddling with his wisdom, intermeddling with his thoughts about life and about us. Lord, I want you to have your way in my life. Lord, I want you to teach me your ways and show me your paths and lead me in a plain path. I want to see the gates of heaven one day. I want to see your face in peace, Lord. And personally, I want to see more than just his face in peace. I don't want to waste my days here on the things of this life. I want to burn them up for the Lord. Folks, is that okay? I believe it is. The Lord wants to put something in our heart that burns. It's called zeal. It's the thing that propagates the gospel forward. It's what makes people go in and spend their time on their knees pleading with God, Lord, help us today. Lord, help this one over here. Help that one over there, those that are sick. Help those, Lord, that are not well in their soul. Help those that are discouraged. Lord, what shall I do today? Lord, do you have something for me in your service today? Now, we don't have time for that if our affections, our motivations, our desires are all burned up on this world. Did you know that? And I'll tell you what else we don't have time for or won't experience, and that is the blessing that the Lord pours out continually upon those sacrifices of our heart and of our life. And so this morning, oh, the Lord call upon us all. The Lord challenge our hearts. Lord, what would you have me for the rest of my days? I'm starting to come down to where I realize I have a lot less days than I had in the past. I have a whole lot less days. I don't know if I've got a year or 25 years, but I sure don't have 60 more. You know what, folks? The Lord has good things for us in mind. Let's don't burn up our life and realize all too late, oh, I wished I'd have done different this morning. Because I will tell you, I've been with quite a few people when they died, or close to that time, and some of them when they died. And I will tell you, things change at that point. And what we look back on as valuable all changes at that point. It'd be nice to make those changes ahead of time, wouldn't it? Let's look in Philemon 1 and 4. And here Paul says, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. You know, that's a nice thing for Paul to say about this brother. But it was true, that's why he said it. You know, we can gossip. We can think about things that we don't understand. We can think about things that we wish were different. We can think about things others have that we wish we could have too. Or we can refresh. We can, what's it say here? The bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. You know what? We can all do that, can't we? We don't have to be rich. We don't have to have a lot. But we can refresh others with what God has given us. And so this morning, I just want to encourage us, folks. Proverbs 18 and 1 says, through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. I want to tell you, if a heart is just about trying to discover itself, trying to figure out what we like, trying to figure out... We picked up a man one time many years ago that was hitchhiking, and he was on his way to California, and he just wanted to find himself. I've often wondered, I would love to speak to that young man again. We were all young at that time. You know, I would love to hear his story. Love to hear how he found himself. Folks, it says here, a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. But the verse before it we read, through desire, a man having separated himself. Folks, we're going to have to spend some time in these things if we want the blessing of the Lord. We're going to have to spend some time when camp meeting comes. Are we to, and I don't know who's doing what, so I can say this without thinking about anybody or any situation. Folks, have we thought about everything except that? Except spending some time and separating ourselves and spending that time with the Lord and asking God to speak to our lives and to direct us and to show us His ways through desire. A man having separated himself, not just camp meeting, but folks, the heart's desire that we have. Oh Lord, teach me your ways and show me your paths. There are so many ideas, so many thoughts about religion and so many thoughts about everything. But where is the man that says, Lord, I want to know your thoughts. Lord, I'm going to separate myself. And I want to seek and intermeddle with your wisdom and your thoughts and what you have to say about things. Now, I want to tell you, I believe that there's a lot God wants to give to us. The scriptures tell us, this is in 2 Corinthians 10, that casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I want to tell you something. If we are going to live this way, folks, we're going to have to bring some thoughts into captivity. You know what captivity means? It means you bring something in and you put it under guard. It's captive. Maybe it's in a cell. Maybe, and it says here, you bring all your thoughts into captivity. That's a big one, isn't it? You know, the things, our mind is a battleground. Thoughts come to us, sometimes wonderful thoughts, sometimes bad thoughts. You ever had a bad thought? What do you do with it? Sometimes thoughts just of the flesh, just to want to, you know, I think I want to just kick back and enjoy. I don't think I'll go to church today. Well, that wouldn't work for me, I know. But I want to tell you something. We have to bring those thoughts into captivity to the Lord. Bring them under subjection. Don't give them room to grow. Don't give them a place where they come into our heart and they begin to direct us. Because, folks, in the end, it brings forth sin and death. We start intermeddling with that, we'll find ourselves in trouble really quick. So this morning, just want to encourage us today. Oh, listen, there's been people all through the ages. You remember little Zacchaeus? There's a song about Zacchaeus, isn't there? And he was a wee little man, it says. Well, he was a man like the rest of us. He probably wasn't as tall. But I want to tell you something. He wanted to see the Lord. And he wanted to see the Lord bad enough, he couldn't get to him through the crowd. But he was going to see the Lord. And, he was a rich man and a tax collector, I believe, if I remember right. He was chief among the publicans, yes, a tax collector. And you know what he did? This was a well-known man, okay? He went and climbed up a tree. Now, we just sing that little song, children. You sing that little song. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. But I want to tell you something. That was no small thing. He might have had a suit on. I don't know who he was. I don't know how he come about this place. But I want to tell you, he wanted to see the Lord. And his desire was strong enough that he was willing to climb up in a tree and not care what the people said or thought about his position and who he was. And you know, this morning, sometimes our excuses are so much less than that. There's so much less than that. And we can't set your affection on things above. Climb the tree if you have to. Be like the lady that pressed through the crowd, and she was pressing through. She was going to get to the Lord. She pushed through until she could touch the hem of his garment. When she touched the hem of his garment, virtue went out to her. I want to tell you this morning, God has a touch and a virtue that he wants to put in your life and mine. But it don't come from sitting on the bench and doing nothing in our heart. It doesn't come from passive behavior. Since the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. I want to tell you, if you're going to save your soul, if you're going to be in the center of God's will, it's not going to be by simply wishing it to be so. Get up the tree. Go ahead of the group. Know what's going on. And I want to tell you what happened when he got up the tree. The Lord saw there was a man that wants me. And when he stopped and he spoke to Zacchaeus, you know what Zacchaeus said? Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. You know, the Lord started working. All of a sudden, his desires were so different. All of a sudden, he just wanted to see Jesus. He just wanted, his heart, I'm persuaded, folks, was burning. You ever had conviction during a service? You ever felt the burning of the Spirit of the Lord in your heart? You need to get saved. You need to come forward. You need to get a little help along this line or that. You know what? We know when the Lord speaks to us from time to time, don't we? And it's rich. And it's a place that if we will allow our desires to go out after God, I want to tell you, things change in our lives. Changes so beautifully. And this morning, I would that God would whet our desires, folks. Whet our desires. I'm going to go to meeting and I'm going to search after God. I'm going to put aside some meals, in fact. And I'm going to ask God to have his way in my life. Is that too much? Is that too much? I'm going to go searching for God. Lord, what is your design for my life? What is your will for my life? Is that okay? I'm not really asking for your amens. But I just want to, it is okay. I know it's okay. I want to tell you something this morning. God wants to be real in our lives. I fear that he's way too, that we miss way too much because our desires are in the wrong places. And God is wanting our desires to be upon him. Lord, I want your will in my life. Oh, Lord, would you show me what you have in mind? Are we too scared of it to ask him that? We can be. Or we can throw our arms wide open and say, Lord, no reserves. No reserves here. Would you please just speak to me? And that's what I want. And you know what? That woman that went up there and touched him, I don't know what it was like. I wasn't there. But I want to tell you, I have a feeling she had to press. I have a feeling she might have even just reached around through and touched the hem of his garment. And when she did, she was made whole. I want to tell you this morning, whether we have needs that are great, whether life is going for us perfectly, let's seek the Lord. And let's just ask him, Lord, have your way in my life. Lord, I want to set my desires on the kingdom of God. I want to know what it means for you to speak to me. Do we believe this morning that God can speak to us? Sure we do. We know he can. That's why Jesus shed his blood. That there could be a straight connection between us and God. That's why we plead the blood of Jesus. When somebody's getting saved, when somebody's getting delivered from Satan's hold, what do we plead? The blood of Jesus. Father in heaven, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We plead His blood before you. He shed His blood that this man, this woman, can be whole again. And when we need healing and when we need help, the Lord is there. Oh, the Lord bless each one of us today. Strengthen our hearts. Cause us to become pillars of righteousness. Cause us to become lively stones in His building. Lively stones. That's not too much to ask, is it? That's called zeal. It's called something burning on the inside. And the Lord wants that to be the case. And He loves that to be the case. And we're not going to have to twist His arm for that to be the case. But we might have to get pretty low so we get rid of ourselves so that can be the case. The Lord bless each one this morning.